Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this is some producing. That's what this is. A little Pearl Jam for you here on the Mighty 550. Sorry. I could have done better than that. Glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has the day off today. Brady. We ended with, you know, Pearl Jam, notwithstanding. Ended with Steve Bennett talking about Brady. And the quote, if you haven't seen this today, I mean, this story, most of you probably know what's going on. Minority owner of the Raiders. He's in these pregame, during the week meetings with opposing teams, some of whom the team he is part owner of is going to be playing in the future. Just conflict of interest, rife with conflict of interest. Brady wrote today, he's got some, I don't know, some blog, I don't know, that he posts. I feel I have a moral and ethical duty to the sport, which is why the point where my roles in it intersect is not actually a point of conflict, despite what the paranoid and distrustful might believe. End quote. That's Brady. This is a man who was disciplined for having footballs intentionally deflated. Remember Deflategate? Like, maybe that investigation was the outcome wasn't just railroaded. I don't know. But he got disciplined for that. And Spygate was a much bigger deal. The Patriots got fined, lost draft picks. Coach was fined. I suppose Tom didn't know anything about it, that they were like stealing signals at this complex system of videotaping opposing teams' coaches, sending scouts to games to watch the sideline. Yeah, I'm supposed to believe like you are the paragon of integrity when it comes to football, and that anything that could be helpful to your team while you're on a headset during games that you may have learned about a team in one of these meetings, that's not you're not going to use that to your advantage. Sure. Yeah. I mean, how gullible do you got to be? So, like I said with Steve Bennett there at the end of our Saints preview, finger quotes on Saints preview, you can lecture me about a lot of things, Tom Brady. You're better at many things in life than most of us will ever be, most notably playing football and accumulating wealth and, you know, being gorgeous. You want to lecture me about those things? I'm going to listen. That's not my area. Integrity when it comes to football and not perhaps, you know, exploiting an advantage that you have, flat out cheating. I'm not ready to listen to that. So, I don't know, maybe it'll just go away. Cause you know, it's hardly a thing that's going to bring the league down or anything, but just not necessary. He's not so good at the broadcasting piece that to me, if he wants to be an owner, go be an owner. I don't need you in the booth. Somebody can do the job better than you and at worst as good as well as you. So why are we even dealing with this? Why are we even tempting him with this problem? And out here wondering if he's going to find out something about the Bears in a meeting and then use it a couple of weeks later when the Raiders play the Bears. Why are we even bothering? It's just, it's very frustrating. And yes, am I biased about this because I despise Tom Brady? Yes. But I do think there's room for objective analysis of the situation to also arrive at the same conclusion. Why do we need to deal with this conflict of interest? I'm just going to trust you? Or I'm going to maybe minimize what my colleagues and what maybe all other broadcasters might get out of one of those meetings? Is if coaches are already in the habit of not wanting to give away any state secrets as it is. But now they perceive a threat. The whole style of those meetings, what's inbounds and out of bounds to be asked and talked about, could change based on his presence. And again, it's not like he's so indispensable to the process that he's got to be the guy that's there. It just makes me nuts. It just seems unnecessary. Go live your, choose one, choose a lane. You're an owner or you're on TV talking about the league. Both pay pretty well, I think. So just doesn't seem like we need to deal with it. But, you know, I don't know. Like a lot of things, it barely makes sense. 803-0550 is the number. Justin is up first this segment. Hello, Justin. You're on the radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, real quick, I don't even care about that guy. The less I hear about Brady, the better. But honestly, Tom Brady, that is. But honestly, what I really want to talk to you about was Joe Brady's play calling. You know, I'm okay if he wants to call 12 to 15 play drives and make things short and sweet. But I just wish that they would hurry it up a little more because these weaker teams like Miami, the Jets, and upcoming New Orleans are trying to shorten the game. And the slower we play, the better it is for them. So he can call those lengthy drives, 12 seconds service, but let's hurry it up a little bit. I mean, I might be giving away my age a little here, you know, but watching Kelly back in the day, they used to run plays quick. And why? Because they knew the more times you gave Jim Kelly the ball, the likelihood is going to be. Imagine, you know, Josh Allen had three possessions in that first half against Miami. Two of them were touchdowns, and one of them was a missed field goal. If you would have given Josh Allen even three more possessions, they're probably winning by 20. So, you know, there would be never any concern. So take all the short stuff, you know, run, pass, balance. I don't care what you do. Do it a little bit quicker. That's all I'm saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
All right, Justin. Yeah, I think the hurry up has a place. I don't think I'm ready to suggest they get to a place where that is their primary mode of offense, like the 90s Bills with Kelly and the K-Gun were. But I'm not against mixing it in. The thing I would say right now that the Bills are doing, and I don't. You can't argue with the results. We know that they've got their 30 points a game again already here, and we're freaking out because the Miami game is tied. At some point in the second half, like I get it. I was in the stadium. There were some people that were tense about it, especially when they lined up to punt and got the ball back because Sealer ran into the punter and like that. The game swung there, and who knows what happens. If that doesn't happen. So they're cutting it close. But I think right now their approach is you're not going to make, I don't know, you're not gonna post four long drives on us. We're gonna do that to you eventually. And that's going to be our margin. That's how we're going to win. We're not going to make mistakes. You will, and we're going to beat you when you do. And that does allow for there to be maybe a little less of a margin that you might like. But I have a hard time really forecasting it being a problem for them when they're getting the results they're getting. You know, I mean, as much as you can advocate and like, look, I'll have the ball more. If I'm going faster, I might make a mistake. And you know what a great way to get a team that's a big underdog into a game or keep them in a game is give them the ball on your 30. So their emphasis on taking care of the ball has been something that has really benefited them. And all of the pace of the offense, the style of the offense, the style of the passing game, where Allen's going with the ball and not going with the ball, i.e. downfield that much, all play a part in that. So what? So would we like to see it be even more explosive and more dominant? Sure. But the opponents they're playing right now, I think their approach is prudent. It might be boring. It might leave you a little more uneasy. You're looking at an opponent that you think is vulnerable, and why haven't I not knocked them out yet? I'm leaving them a chance to hit me with a punch, and maybe I don't get up. You know, I get all that. I just think their approach right now is called for. Because if you get sloppy with the ball, that's how a 16-point underdog can stay alive against you. Whereas you just more methodically just sort of take them apart over the course of four quarters. You know, even Miami, they won by 10 with a missed field goal. So I know. Like, oh, but. Yeah, I know. You know, there's also a scenario where Sealer doesn't, you know, get called for roughing the punter there. I may have said blocking the punter earlier because I don't know why I have a stumbling block there. But anyway, the Bills don't keep the ball there. They give it to Miami. They go down and score. Are the Bills not going to answer that? You know, I know it's tense. I'm all right so far, I guess. You know, open to suggestions, but I'm all right. I got to take a break. 803-0550 is the number. Sal Capaccio coming up in about 15 minutes. The rundown on what went down today at Bills practice. So stay tuned for that. 803-0550 is the number. I'm the Bulldog. Mike's away today. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.